Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening.
We're going to establish a military command center in Liberia to support civilian efforts across the region. And our forces are going to bring their expertise in command and control, in logistics, in engineering, to control the outbreak.
President Barack Obama announcing military operations to combat the Ebola virus. There are plenty of people domestically here in the United States who are saying, oh my goodness, we may be headed for an Ebola outbreak here domestically in the contiguous 48 states and elsewhere on the North American continent. What are we to make of this? It's now 7:08. It's Faith Radio. I'm Austin Hill. We're joined by Dr. David Stevens, MD. He's with the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. Dr. Stevens, thanks again for joining us. Great to have you here.
Oh, it's good to be with you, Austin, as always.
Always a pleasure. Your thoughts, your analysis on what's transpired here just in the last several hours, actually, pertaining to the Ebola virus.
Well, I was very excited to hear that President Obama and the U.S. government's really going to jump into this with both feet. We've been talking about this for 2 or 3 months, and unfortunately, there's been a very slow reaction, not only in this country, but from countries around the world. We need to understand that this thing is expanding exponentially. What do I mean by that? If I turned to you, Austin, and said, I'll give you a penny today and double it tomorrow and double it the next day, or $1 million today, which would you take? Well, you'd say, wow, $1 million, yeah, penny's not much. At the end of a month, if I doubled it every day, you get $10 million. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening with Ebola. It's doubling every month. So we're talking about 5,000 patients this month. We'll be talking about 10 next month. We'll be talking about 23 months from now, 20,000, and then 40,000, 80,000, 160,000. You can see what is happening to this thing. The time to put out the fire in your home when it's small, not when it's consuming the house. So we're already behind the eight ball, and that's why the U.S. government and other governments need to step in and jump on this with both feet, because up to this point, it's mainly been humanitarian organizations, many of them Christian ones.
Yeah, no, that's right, and you brought that to bear. Dr. Stevens, David Stevens with us on the studio line here at Faith Radio. I was struck by, you say that the U.S. government is responding to this. Indeed it is, but I was struck by which agency is being dispatched, or at least the primary one being the U.S. military. This never occurred to me that this would be a military operation. Your thoughts on that, Dr. Stevens?
Yeah, I did emergency medical relief in Somalia during Black Hawk Down. Of course, when we had the military with us during the day when we were doing medical relief, it made an enormous difference in just crowd control and order and getting things done. They're not only doing that, bringing in security, because there's a lot of insecurity now in Liberia and lawlessness and food insecurity and people stealing to survive, and all those issues happen in the midst of an epidemic. But secondly, they can come in with engineers and build hospitals quickly. They know how to do that. They can come and expand airstrips because ships are not going into Liberia much anymore. Neither are airplanes, and so do airlifts in with the Air Force. There's so much more that the military can do than the Center for Disease Control or any other entity in the USA to really respond and hit this thing with everything we have to try to get under control, to bend this curve that's going up so steeply in cases.
Dr. David Stevens with the Christian Medical and Dental Association with us here on Faith Radio. Your point's well taken, and that's very insightful and educative, and I appreciate that insight very much. You've told us before, even earlier in the summer, Dr. Stevens, when we first started dialoguing about this, when there's a lot of hyperbole and hype in the dominant commercial media in our country about Ebola breaking out around the world, you told us this is not an airborne virus, and it's not that easily transmitted. And yet it's expanding. Infections are expanding at such a tremendous rate, I guess, on the continent of Africa, as you're describing it. Has anything changed about the nature and essence of this virus, and how is it expanding so rapidly?
It's expanding so rapidly because there's not things happening locally with the local people. In other words, going in and beginning training health workers to deal with this, there's not a bed available in the whole country of Liberia now for an Ebola patient. Every unit that has that kind of protection is completely full. So people have this at home and they're contaminating other people. And the key right now is to get out, and one of the plans is to train 500 healthcare workers a week and how to go out and teach people to take care of their family members at home, because the medical system is already overwhelmed. We're talking about building 1,700 new beds in, 17 hospitals with 100 beds, 1,700 new medical beds. That's not going to begin to take care of the issue the way it's expanding. So now the goal is to go in and teach people, giving them protective equipment to use in their homes to take care of their own family members, because it's already overwhelmed the health system. So, yeah, this is a big, big issue that we're way behind the eight ball. Dr. Kent Brantley, who, of course, had Ebola, testified before Congress yesterday. Kent's one of our members and a good friend.
Sure.
And he said the fire is out of control, and we've got to get something going on the ground. And it's going to take the U.S. military, one of the biggest and largest in the world, to do that.
Dr. Stevens, when the president just orders up some large number of troops to go to this part of the world or that part of the world, given how tapped out the U.S. military is already and how many troops we have deployed on an ongoing basis in other parts of the world, presumably this is going to mean reservists called up for duty. Is that your understanding?
I don't know if they'll call up reservists or not. They're going to right now take this out of the Western Military Command. And they're talking about 3,000 troops, which is not a huge number of troops out of our military. It is going to take a lot of effort, and our military is strained. I would agree with you 100%. But it's if we don't get 3,000 there now, we're going to need 10,000 there in a month or two. And so right now we need to get as many as we can there to handle the problem, and whatever that takes. There's more people likely to die from this than any war we've dealt with in the last 10 or 15 years if we don't get a handle on this thing in the next 3 to 6 months.
All right. Stand by, Dr. Stevens. We'll continue in just a moment. More questions for Dr. David Stevens. He is the CEO of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations, and he joins us via remote studio. Dr. Stevens, a medical doctor who has served in a variety of capacities as a missionary physician overseas, talking about what it means and what really is going on in our world when our U.S. military is dispatched to try to address the Ebola virus problem. Serious times we live in. We'll continue with Dr. Stevens in just a moment. It's now 7:14, and you're listening to Faith Radio. I'm Austin Hill. Stay with us. Morning, 7:17 from the Faith Radio Network. Glad you're with us. I'm Austin Hill, here weekday morning, 6 till 8. Dr. David Stevens is the CEO of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. He's with us today as we talk about America's response to the Ebola virus outbreak on the continent of Africa and elsewhere. And Dr. Stevens, you mentioned a few moments ago, you made reference to the Centers for Disease Control, which is a division of our U.S. federal government. And I'm accustomed to the CDC issuing warnings about health concerns for the domestic United States, not necessarily globally around the world. I may be misperceiving that, but with the CDC now weighing in on this and saying we've got a problem with Ebola, is there any increased risk of the Ebola virus breaking out domestically in North America?
Well, the more patients that get it in Africa, of course, the greater the risk is here through travel and other things. The president has really upgraded, actually, the security measures in airports to do screening, including getting temperatures on people before they leave that region of the country, educating airline personnel on what to look for, how to protect themselves if something does occur on a plane, screening when people hit the ground here. All those things are good. Also working with hospitals across the U.S. to get them prepared and knowing what to do. And when people hear that, they kind of get even more scared. But it really shouldn't be. I mean, that's just good public health. You know, our military does that. They have invasion plans for everything. They probably have an invasion plan for Britain, but we'd never use, but they've got one, you know.
And so tucked away in a drawer somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. If that ever happened, you know, we'd be ready. And so that's what they're doing with hospitals in the U.S. How do we recognize these patients? Here's what you need to look for. Here's the test you draw. Here's what you do when it happens. Here's who you report it to. So every major hospital in the country is aware of this and is on the lookout. And that's key, because if someone does come in the country, we want to catch it very early. See, the reason this is so dangerous in Africa, Austin, is this. It's in an urban area. Before, all the epidemics were out in remote villages where it was easy to contain. This is in Monrovia, Liberia, the largest city, the capital city in the country. And so the ability to spread and cross-contaminate people is just huge. And so the key thing is to catch cases early and isolate them and keep this from spreading here and over there.
With the deployment of troops, some of whom I presume will come out of the domestic United States, they're living in their homes, maybe they're reservists, maybe they're at domestic military bases. But with the deployment of U.S. military troops to the country of Liberia on the continent of Africa, and then recognizing that eventually they will come back home here to the U.S., I guess my first thought is, are our military troops at risk for being infected themselves when they're there? I presume they are. And are we at risk for when they return home that they would possibly spread the virus here to the domestic United States? I've heard chatter about this, I will tell you, on both radio and TV talk shows, suggesting that both scenarios are the case. But comment on those if you would, Dr. Stevens.
Yeah, obviously these troops are going to need training and self-protection. And we do a lot of this already with universal precautions with emergency responders. That's why you always see them wearing gloves and things when they're dealing people, an ambulance comes to an accident site, whatever, because there's the risk of AIDS, and so you don't want to get contaminated with blood. The same will be true with our troops there. And then we classify exposures. They'll be questioned every day about high-risk exposures, low-risk exposures. Have you touched people? Have you seen someone with fever? Did you help someone and touch a dead body? All these type of things. Did you use proper precautions? And they will have protective equipment with them. You have to remember, these troops have been trained for biological warfare. They've been trained for nuclear warfare and all the rest of it. So they have a much higher level of training than anyone walking down the street on how to protect themselves and use protective clothing. So I think the risk is very, very small when we talk about people that have that level of knowledge.
Dr. Stevens, I don't want to focus too much on what does this mean for us here in the U.S. We have potentially, I would presume, a lot of lives at risk, a lot of other human beings, and many of them fellow Christians, I would presume, in the country of Liberia that will likely be lost. Have you done any analytics? Do you have any idea what kind of loss of life we're looking at?
Well, people are estimating now it could be 250,000 people in Africa, and these could be devastating to countries economically in every other way.
Sure.
This is a huge deal, and this goes back to the type of plagues that we were seeing back, you know, in the early 300-400 AD, when, you know, measles and smallpox and things were sweeping through the Mediterranean and 5 million people died. This is a big issue in Africa. It's out of control. People are afraid. They're now, people are not bringing food into the country. Commerce has been damaged. This goes beyond other things. In fact, people estimate now that more people have died of other diseases than Ebola because of Ebola. Why? Because the hospitals are shut down. You can't get treated for malaria. You can't get your baby delivered. You can't get your appendicitis surgery that you need. And so this is causing a huge ripple effect for other healthcare issues in the country. That is bad, or actually worse than what Ebola has been so far. But Ebola is growing. We have to get it stopped.
Some have described this scenario, it's kind of euphemistic, but there are those who are calling it World War E. It's that serious. I mean, this is something that is worthy of the entire world's attention. It's on the continent of Africa now, and the world needs to respond. I don't know that the world has the capacity to respond. Our country does. But as you're describing this and comparing it to terrible outbreaks in previous centuries, it sounds like it is indeed that serious.
It is that serious, and as it exponentially increases, the clock is ticking. You know, right now we're talking about 5,000 patients. Why don't we talk about 20,000? How do you respond to that? There's not enough hospitals in all of Africa to take care of that many people. So then you have to think about home care, and then how do you protect family members at home and keep them from getting it from their family member they're trying to take care of? How do we have enough laboratories to diagnose it? Those things, so now is why you're seeing this response finally, which we should have had going 2 months ago, to really, we got to get our arms around this. And as the president said, bend the curve. In other words, decrease the number of cases off that exponential line that's going up so quickly, because this is an enormous issue.
In the final analysis, Dr. David Stevens, how would you recommend people pray about this? And what do we do proactively beyond prayer?
Yeah, some people are helping with relief supplies, protective kits, masks, gloves, that type of thing. Some relief organization, Christian groups are, and support those. We've been mobilizing our 16,000 healthcare members to say, is it possible for you to go and help out overseas and to go and work with one of the mission organizations, Samaritan's Purse or SIM or others? Pray for the people that are there, for the church, that they may have a witness, that the gospel may spread. That's our prayer in the midst of this crisis, that people will see Jesus and that he'll work through us to be the answer for their healthcare needs.
Dr. David Stevens, CEO of the Christian Medical and Dental Association's CMDA.org online, if you'd like to know more. Dr. Stevens, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for shedding light and wisdom on this very difficult issue. We'll look forward to talking again soon.
God bless you, Austin.
Thanks so much. 725. This is the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. When we come back, Breakpoints on the way next.
Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.